Life is full of beautiful moments, hard moments, and a whole lot of mundane in between. And often we find ourselves going through the motions and seeing mostly the hard, mostly the boring. And we end up failing to see the good in our days at all. With Intention is a podcast about knowing what matters to you, living accordingly, seeing the good in our everyday, and doing it all imperfectly, because we all have bad days. It's just we don't have to live there. I'm your host, Desiree, and each week I'll share my personal learnings along this journey, along with stories from others about how we're learning to live with intention and celebrate our beautiful, ordinary, everyday lives and see the good in them. My hope is that you'll leave our conversations reminded that this wild, messy life, it's full of purpose and it's meant to be lived well with the utmost intention. So let's get to it. Hi friend, welcome back to With Intention. I'm your host, Desiree, and today I'm coming to you with a short encouragement in the midst of our discussion that we are in, a series that we are in, where we are exploring the question of how do we intentionally live, how do we live intentionally through change, through adjustments in our lives, through the midst of changing seasons. I have been personally in a place of a lot of change over the past few months. And I've had a lot of questions from you all on how the change is going, on hearing podcast episodes about those changes. And so I'm here to share a little bit of what I've learned through those things. Note that I am no expert on change or on how to get through change in the most graceful way possible. I certainly have had my own struggles through these changes, and I'm just sharing what I've learned. So today I want to come to you with a simple reminder that you do not have to do it all. In fact, you cannot do it all, and that's okay. It's good news, really, because while I believe that we can live well and see beauty in every season that we're in, I think that sometimes we get the wrong message about what living well looks like. We believe that living well, living abundantly, means that we're constantly chasing something. We're constantly growing. We're constantly striving. We're constantly reaching. We are inundated with messages that say, "You've got this. She believed she could, so she did. You are made for more." These messages are true. I believe that you can do things. I believe that you are made for more. That you do, in fact, got this. But it's not about the chase. It's not about reaching for something more. It's not about the climbing the rungs of the ladder, the bigger and the better. It's not about those things. I guess what I'm saying is we often believe that we should be chasing a million things at once. We should be working towards all the goals, creating this perfectly more beautiful and brilliant versions of ourselves at all times. We believe that having our routines on point or having a house that looks like no one lives in it because our cleaning routine is just down so well, working towards six-pack abs and working towards the perfect body, we believe that those are the things that are going to make our lives, that are going to fulfill us. In some seasons of life, especially in seasons of transition, it's hard to work towards any goal at all. So how are we supposed to feel if we think that working towards bigger and better and this perfect version of ourselves is the goal, and we find ourselves so overwhelmed that we can't work towards any of those things successfully? Often, I guess that leaves us feeling overwhelmed and discouraged and depressed even. I mentioned in the last episode that a big life change, like moving or starting a new job or anything of the sort, bringing a baby home, it can be a good time to create a new habit. This is science. This is habit building science. It's from Atomic Habits, James Clear. But it's not about making this change, making this transition about how you can build these perfect habits around all the things. Because it's also a good time to table some things, to let go a little. Yes, you can build some new habits that might bring you joy or help you take care of yourself better, but can you also let some things go? I'm not saying to let go of things that help you take care of yourself well. I'm not saying that we let our homes go to shambles, that we don't take care of the place in which we live or the people that live with us. I'm not suggesting that you just let go of it all. I'm suggesting that maybe we table a goal that isn't serving us well right now. You can pick it up again in a month or so when things feel a little bit normal, but if you are in the midst of transition, of change of some sort, letting go of something that is stressing you out right now, that you are able to let go of, in lieu of being able to focus more on the things that you cannot let go of, that's probably a good thing to do. So I'm suggesting that in this season, you do the things that help you take care of yourself. But you let go of some of the things where you might be striving for perfection a little bit. I suggest that in this season, more than anything, you are kind to yourself and also kind to the people around you. And just a note that I've learned, being kind to yourself will probably help you be kind to the people around you as well. You don't have to hold yourself to an unrealistic standard ever, but especially right now, in a season where you are going through change, which as humans, we often resist, we need to let go of our expectations on ourselves even a little bit more in seasons like this. Focus on the basics in the midst of change. Table some things. Let some things go. You don't need to throw everything out that was once working for you just because it feels hard right now. If you had a workout routine that was working well for you, I'm saying this because this is true for me, but moving or starting a new job made it a little bit harder. I'm not going to throw it all out, but I am going to table it for a little bit and find the simplest way to take care of myself instead. Maybe take some walks instead of a 1 hour workout every day. In a month or so, I can explore what it would look like to put the workouts that I loved before all of this transition back into my day, or find a version of them that works. But for now, I'm just focusing on the basics. So, some questions to help you focus on the basics. What needs your attention for basic survival, for fundamental care of yourself and your people? What can you put your energy towards that is not only the basics, but that would help you enjoy this season of change? What would make this season more fun? What would make this season more enjoyable for your family and for you? And then what can you allow yourself time for so that you don't burn out in this tough transition? What can you make space for to take care of yourself right now? And this is where you can start your new habit building. Maybe it's just you're building a habit around taking a daily walk because it helps you clear your mind and it helps you take care of your body. That is a basic, right? It's something that is helpful to you, but it's also something that is kind. It's not reaching towards something unrealistic. It's not trying to put something into your day that's going to stretch you and overwhelm you. While stretching is good, this is this season of transition. It's not necessarily a season for stretching beyond what the transition is already going to stretch you to do. So go through those questions. Think about what the basics are and what can you focus on in this season, and then table the things that are stressing you out, that are overwhelming. Just table them. You don't have to throw them away. Just table them. And then you can pick up the things that you've tabled in a month or two when things feel a little bit normal. You can build new habits or routines that work in your new season around these things that you've tabled, if they're still serving you. And if they're not, maybe it is time to let go. A personal example of tabling things that were stressing me out is this podcast. I thought that I could keep up with it in the midst of a new job and a move, but I quickly learned in the midst of packing up my old house and starting my new job that I could not. It was extremely overwhelming to me, and although it was my main source of income, before I had my current job that I have as a teacher, I knew that as soon as I started teaching, I needed to table the podcast. There were days when I wanted to completely throw it out because it overwhelmed me that much, but I knew that I could just set it down for a minute and reevaluate when I felt like I had time to even think through it. So that's what I mean by tabling something. What's overwhelming you? And if you're in a season of change, even if you're not, if you're just feeling overwhelmed because you've put too much on your plate? What is there that you can table for now and come back to in a month or two when things have calmed down, when you have more time to think through it? You don't have to just get rid of things, throw them out. And I'm not talking about physical things here. I'm talking more about, you know, things that we've committed to or things that take up our attention or goals that we're working towards. What can you just set aside for now, come back to in a month or two, and reevaluate if it's truly serving you or not? Because if you are feeling overwhelmed, it is often because we're just simply expecting too much of ourselves, especially in the midst of transitions, and we need to expect a little bit less and put kindness first. We don't have to keep striving and striving for more to be a worthy, valuable person. So what can you table? What can you put aside and maybe pick back up at a later time or reevaluate at a later time because it's overwhelming you right now? It's not serving you well, and you might not be ready to just throw it out. Table it, come back to it. It's kind of like when we talk about decluttering, when we put something in a box and like put it in the basement for a month, see if we go back to it and still even want it. It's kind of that concept, but with like life things, with goals, with something that we're working on, with a side business, with whatever it is that's overwhelming you right now. What can you put aside? What can you table? Next week, we actually are going to be talking about routines and building new routines in the midst of transition, but not in a way that is going to make you feel overwhelmed or feel like you have to strive for perfection in the most grace-filled way possible. Thank you for being here today and listening in. And if you enjoyed the show, would you share it with a friend? You can text it to a friend, or you can share it on Instagram or wherever you like to share things. I'm super grateful for any time that you invite more beautiful people into this community. And I will talk to you right back here again next week. But before you go, I'm going to share just a little bit about something that I've created. I wanted to take a minute to tell you about Simple Morning Lists. So if you haven't heard me talk about Simple Morning Lists, it is basically a morning companion journal. It's a daily practice of letting go of what you shouldn't be holding on to, of getting grateful for the good things in your life, and reminding yourself of where you're headed, of who you want to be, of what you want to be about. So in a nutshell, what this journal includes is templates for you to make these five lists that I've been making for almost 2 years now every morning. And you can really do this at any time of the day. I do it in the morning, and I think it's a great way to start your day, but it can be beneficial at any part of the day. Whenever you can grab 5 minutes and jot some things down. The five lists I want to let you in on, they are a surrender list, a gratitude list, a purpose statement, an affirmations list, and a focus list. The journal also includes weekly challenges and essays to go along with each of these lists scattered throughout. To me, fall and a new season right around the corner, a new month even, it's the perfect time to really reinstate routines that might have fallen by the wayside or a routine that you've been wanting to build into your day, whether that's morning or evening. This can be done at any time of the day. It's been one of the most beneficial things for me to start my day this way. And I'm super grateful that over 1,000 of other women are doing this with me every single morning. So if you haven't checked it out yet, head to simplemorninglists.com to find out more. That's simplemorninglists.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and I will talk to you right back here again next week on the show.
Hi there, I'm Rachel, and I'm the host of 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms, a podcast for women who want to love motherhood as much as they love their children. In each 30-minute episode, my guests and I give 3 actionable takeaways that will help you make your family life a little better each week. I'd love for you to give us a listen. Listen to 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.